KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 50 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, the high of 57. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Radar shows most of the shower activity is well off to our north. There's some scattered light activity off to our south between Creston and around the Griswold area and down by the border states, of their border counties, I should say, of Iowa and Missouri. And again, that'll be moving off to the north and a little bit to the northwest. Well, the Creston Police Department reports this morning that 32-year-old Jesse Edward Ramey of Orient was arrested at around 7:15 p.m. Thursday. Ramey faces a charge of interference with official acts. He was brought to the Union County Jail and later released upon paying a $300 cash or surety bond. Authorities said also a Creston resident reported Thursday evening that sometime between the hours of 7:45 and 8 a.m. Thursday, someone damaged two tires on his vehicle at his residence located in a 300 block of North Division Street. And a car stereo, four fishing poles, a tackle box, and power washer were taken from his property. The value of the damaged and missing property was estimated at $850. A traffic stop Wednesday night on Highway 59 in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a Cass County man for driving while revoked. A computer check indicated the driver, 60-year-old John Jeffrey Jordan of Atlantic, was revoked through the state of Iowa. Jordan was taken into custody just before 9 p.m. Wednesday and brought to the Pott County Jail. Sheriff's officials report also 39-year-old Tammy Michelle Ortiz of Council Bluffs was arrested around 5 p.m. Wednesday on a warrant for assault causing bodily injury and felony warrants for harassment in the second degree and burglary in the second degree. Ortiz was a passenger in a vehicle that was pulled over for a traffic violation. The driver was cited and released. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday is warning people about the phone scam. Police Chief Dave Erickson said on Thursday that some people are receiving calls from a man from Peoria, Illinois, who asked to sell advertisements for what's called the Atlantic Community Magazine. Erickson says the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is the only entity who will call for that magazine legitimately. And he advises if anyone else calls for the magazine, you should not give out any personal or bank information. And if you have elderly family members who may be susceptible to that scam, you should advise them as well to never give out bank or personal information to persons who call. A man from Nebraska and a woman from Iowa were arrested on multiple charges in Pottawatomie County after a deputy on patrol was dispatched at around 6:30 a.m. Wednesday to a location near Honey Creek with regard to a possible burglary. Upon arrival, the deputy made contact with 45-year-old Stephen Moreland of Omaha and 43-year-old Takesha Skeens of Council Bluffs. Both were in a 1997 Chevy Silverado pickup that was reported to have been stolen out of Omaha. Moreland and Skeens were arrested for theft in the second degree, burglary in a third degree, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Skeens was also arrested later at the Pott County Jail on two warrants out of Douglas County, Nebraska, for being a fugitive from justice and failure to appear in court. She was facing other multiple charges in Nebraska as well. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said yesterday a Tennessee man was sentenced Monday in Council Bluffs to 10 years in prison on a meth-related charge. 42-year-old Juan Betime Amazquita of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, was sentenced to prison for possession with the intent to deliver over 67 pounds of methamphetamine. The charge resulted from an investigation that stemmed from a traffic stop in Council Bluffs. Methamphetamine was found in a trailer pulled by Amazquita and concealed in a newly purchased freezer and wrapped in plastic. He admitted to picking up the methamphetamine in Los Angeles, California, and intended to deliver it to Minnesota. In addition to the 120-month prison sentence, Amazquita will be required to serve 3 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup yesterday morning reported that a traffic stop early that same morning in Randolph resulted in a man arrested on drug charges. The Fremont County K-9 was deployed, and the dog indicated at the presence of narcotics. A search was conducted that led to the arrest of 56-year-old Michael Landon of Sydney. Landon faces charges that include felony possession of methamphetamine and unlawful possession of prescription medication. He was brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $6,000 bond. And a 32-year-old Missouri Valley woman was sentenced to nearly 16 years in federal prison in connection with a sex abuse case. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said that Trudy Thompson was sentenced Wednesday after pleading guilty last year to transporting a minor with the intent to engage in sexual activity. Prosecutors say Thompson met a 14-year-old girl while working at a group home in Arkansas. After leaving the group home job, Thompson and her co-defendant, John Thompson, used social media to convince the teen and another girl to come live with them in Missouri Valley. Prosecutors say the Thompsons engaged in various sexual acts with one of the girls. John Thompson was sentenced in January to nearly 20 years in federal prison. Elsewhere in the news, the Southwest Iowa Educational Foundation has awarded the first Kerry Orozco Memorial Scholarship, named for Omaha police officer Kerry Orozco, who was killed in the line of duty 2 years ago. The first $500 scholarship was awarded earlier this month to Emma Silestead of Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. The gift comes from money raised in the aftermath of Orozco's death to start the scholarship through the Pott County Community Foundation. Orozco grew up in Walnut and lived in Council Bluffs at the time of her death. She was fatally wounded May 20, 2015, when Marcus Wheeler opened fire on officers in Omaha who were trying to arrest him. Wheeler was killed when another officer returned fire. Officials of the Connections Area Agency on Aging have announced the state of Iowa is continuing Farmers Market Voucher Program for older Iowans. With this program, seniors meeting income requirements can obtain vouchers that they can use at participating area farmers markets to buy $30 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. If you have any questions about eligibility, you should check with your local senior center. Applications for the vouchers will be available at your local senior center during the week of May 22nd, which is next week. Your completed application guarantees you a booklet, but there is a limited number, so contact your local senior center if you're interested in the program. And once you have completed the application, you can return to your local senior center to pick up your vouchers on or after June 12th. If you have any questions about eligibility, call 800-432-9209, extension 8110. The Cass County distribution of Farmers Market vouchers will be held Thursday, June 8th from noon until 2 p.m. at the Atlantic Senior Center. If you're interested in obtaining a booklet of vouchers, please plan to be at the distribution. That's again on June the 8th. There are a limited number of booklets, so distribution will be on a first-come, first-serve basis. More stable crop prices have improved the economic outlook for rural parts of 10 Plains and western states, but bankers expect little growth in the next few months. The overall economic index for the region crept into the positive territory at above 50 at 50.1 in May from April's 44.6, and that's the first time the overall index was above neutral since August of 2015. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the slightly better commodity prices helped to improve the outlook, but the bankers surveyed remained concerned about farmers. Bankers from Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, North Dakota, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming were surveyed. Also, finally, in Midwest news, U.S. forecasters are predicting another warmer than normal summer for most of the country, with a wetter weather in a swath of states stretching from Texas to Montana. The National Weather Service's summer outlook issued Thursday predicts greater chances for hot weather in Alaska and pretty much everywhere else. The exceptions are Montana, Wyoming, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and parts of Missouri and Colorado. Forecaster Stephen Baxter says it may not be as hot as in recent summers because rain-soaked soil from a wet spring may keep the heat down. Baxter forecasts wetter than normal summer for Alaska and parts of the already soggy Great Plains. Meteorologists also said last month was the warmest, second warmest April on record globally. And that is a check of our news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.